just want us to reflect briefly together before we go into communion together. I was reflecting and I've been thinking and wrestling for quite some time now about what God wanted to say this morning. And isn't it awesome the way God's always right on time? And this morning, I felt that God, the question that he wants to ask is, what does his death and resurrection mean for you? What does his death and resurrection mean for you? So I'm just going to use a little object lesson since the kids are in. I've got this Easter egg here. Do you want that, Caleb? Yeah? All right. You want to take that? Oh, wait. First of all, can you just take a bite out of it? Yeah, just take a bite out of it. Awesome. Now you can give it back to him. Sweet. Yeah. Do you want to put it on there? Hold his goobers. Yeah. That looks pleasant. Jesus' death and resurrection was all because he wants to come and trade with us. We stand with something that's maybe a bit broken, maybe not so appetizing. We carry things that aren't complete. But Jesus comes along and he's like, well, actually, you don't have to have that anymore. You can have this instead. I'll take that. And he gives us something that is complete, that is whole, that is beautiful, in replacement for what we had. Yeah? Thanks, guys. You're awesome. You can go for that. Jesus came because he wants to trade with us. He wants to trade what we have experienced, what we carry, for who he is and what he carries. That's why he came. What does his death and resurrection mean for you? If we can just bring up that first verse, John 3:16. John 3:16 and 17 from the Passion Translation says, "For here is the way God loved the world. He gave his only, unique Son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting life. God did not send his Son into the world to judge and condemn the world, but to be its saviour and rescue it. He didn't come to judge us and condemn us for our brokenness. He didn't come to judge us and condemn us for our part. Instead, he came to give us something that was complete. And he came because God loved us so much that he wanted to show us his love. He wanted to show us how complete we can be in him. God's love. He sent Jesus because of his love. God's love to me, when we look at what it means for you, I thought, right, I'll share what it means for me. God's love. A key part of God's love for me is that he, in my loneliness, he's my father that wants to hang out. He's my father that just wants to sit on the couch with me. He wants to be with me. That's God's love to me. And Jesus came and he trades us and he doesn't condemn us. And when he looks at me, He doesn't look at me with scorn or condemnation. Instead, he adores me. And he looks at me with eyes of adoration and a heart that is overflowing for good for me. That's what Jesus coming and dying and resurrection, that's what it means for me. Let's jump to 1 Peter 3:18. Christ suffered and died for sins once and for all, the innocent for the guilty, to bring you near to God by his body, being put to death and being raised to life by the Spirit. Being raised to life by the Spirit. And the verse that Lawrence read from Romans this morning, talking about we are free to live, not according to our flesh, but by the dynamic power of the Holy Spirit. We're free to live by his Spirit. So the same Spirit that gave Jesus that resurrection power, like it says in 1 Peter, he was put to death and raised to life by the Spirit. And that is why we're here. That's why we're celebrating today, because he was raised to life by the Spirit. And that same resurrection power that was in him, that raised him from the dead, that gave him life, it gives me life. So when I'm hurt, he puts his hand on my hurt and he brings healing. And when I'm anxious, the Holy Spirit is there and he says, peace, be still. He says, don't worry. He says, the peace I have for you is beyond what this world can give you. That's what the Holy Spirit says. And the joy, the joy the Holy Spirit gives us is beyond our imagination. When we allow his Spirit to come and to dwell with us, to hang out with us, to be close to us, to fill us, the joy that he gives us, it bubbles up and it overflows, and I cannot help but giggle. That's what the resurrection, the Spirit that is alive in me because of Jesus being made alive, that's what it means to me. So what does Jesus' death and resurrection mean for you? Not some ethereal concept, not some intellectual thought, not something that you know in your head but you haven't experienced here. But what does Jesus' death and resurrection mean for you personally? As we go into this time of having communion together, we're just going to make communion available for you. So this morning, take the moment during this next song that's going to play to reflect on who Jesus is for you, what he's done for you personally, how he's taken whatever's going on for you, because each of us are different, and how he's traded us for something mind-blowing, incredible, because the Spirit that made him alive is alive for us today. In that clip, the last part, or actually all the way through, he heard my heart's cry, he knew me, his love cast out the fears and the doubts. In the last statement, now I know in my heart he saw me worth saving. Let's this morning, as we come and take communion, just in your own time, let's reflect on what he's done for us personally. Yeah.
I love that idea that God's got an exchange for us. And, you know, that's the whole story of Easter is you don't have to stay with the brokenness. We don't have to stay trapped in a grave. But we can have resurrection life through Jesus. You know, the promise of Jesus being raised from the dead is that one, you and I can experience that resurrection now in an exchange, but we'll also experience it one day when he returns. It's a both here and now and a then and there promise of resurrection. And, you know, that's the great thing about Easter is it always declares hope. No matter how difficult the circumstance, no matter how broken we feel, how alone we feel, how hurt we feel, that Jesus meets us in that. He doesn't turn away from us because we're feeling like that. He meets us in that and he says, I want to exchange that for resurrection. I want to exchange that for hope. I want to exchange that for love. I want to exchange that for joy. I want to exchange it with my healing. And it's always a trade up with Jesus. You always get something better in return for you giving him something. And that is so cool, isn't it? So let's just finish this morning. We're going to pray. And then we're going to just enjoy fellowship together and enjoy being the church of Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Could we, just as a church, while the kids are here as well, may they know who they are in Christ in this world of today. We know or we learn how we are in Christ, but may they know who they are in Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord Jesus, we just want to pray, and with our children here today, Lord Jesus, may you bless them in this world today, Lord Jesus, where they go out daily, Lord Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you will bless our children. I pray, Lord God, that you will help them see, Lord Jesus, that they have got the whole Easter egg, that you give them that whole Easter egg, Lord Jesus. May you bless them. May you sink that in their souls and in their hearts. May the Holy Spirit open their ears, their spiritual ears, and they hear, Lord Jesus. And Lord, may they believe that, Lord. May they take that leap of faith and they believe what the Spirit of God has got for them, Lord Jesus. May you bless our children in this time. Lord Jesus, may you keep them safe and help us as parents, Lord Jesus, that we will help grow that spirit, Lord Jesus, and that you will bless us, that you will bless them. We thank you for the blessing, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, God. Yeah, thank you, God, that in you we have everlasting life. We have eternal life that we can access and we can hold on to and we can live out of every day. Thank you that in Jesus we are new creations. The old has gone and the new has come. And together as your church this morning, we say thank you, God, for what you've done for us. Thank you for what you demonstrated through Jesus' life, through his death and resurrection, that you love us with an everlasting love. And that you are good all the time. And Lord, as we celebrate together, as we share over some morning tea now, and as we leave this place and into what's going on in our worlds, may we carry the knowledge that we have the Spirit of God with us. Wherever we are, whatever we're doing, you are able to help us. You are able to empower us. You're able to strengthen us. You're able to give us all that we need to live this life and to be a witness to you in the world around us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.